The Republican presidential campaign touches down in Pennsylvania again today as Ohio Governor John Kasich holds a Center City fundraiser ahead of a town hall meeting in Hershey tomorrow. WHYY's Dave Davies looks at Kasich's effort to attract local Republicans whose earlier choices have dropped out.
John Kasich hasn't accumulated a ton of delegates in the Republican sweepstakes, but he is one of three candidates still standing. Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick says the Ohio governor is banking a lot on doing well in Pennsylvania, where he has family ties and is the governor of a neighboring state.
You have a chance that he could win. And for John Kasich, it would be enormous to win a state other than his home state, to give him another level of credibility going into the convention in his home state of Cleveland this summer.
A recent Pennsylvania poll shows Kasich running in second place in Pennsylvania, just 3 points behind Donald Trump. To gain momentum, Kasich needs to pick up the support of party leaders and fundraisers in the state who'd backed candidates who've since dropped out. Manny Stamatakis is an insurance executive who was Pennsylvania finance chairman for the Jeb Bush campaign. He's among those who sponsored Kasich's Philadelphia fundraiser. He says if no candidate has the delegates for a first ballot win at the convention, delegates will have to make a decision.
You will have to focus on a candidate that can win in November. And I haven't seen any polls that show Donald Trump winning in November, and I think that's a negative. I've seen polls saying that the person that beats Hillary the best so far is Kasich.
The Ted Cruz campaign is also reaching out to Pennsylvania Republicans, telling them that Cruz is the only candidate with a hope of stopping Trump, and thus a vote for Kasich is wasted. In effect, a vote for Trump.
Well, that's a lot of hot air from the Cruz campaign.
Charlie Dent is a congressman from Allentown who was an early Kasich supporter. He says neither Cruz nor Kasich have a realistic path to getting a majority of delegates before the convention.
Essentially, Ted Cruz is in the same position that John Kasich is in. Then once we get to the convention, the question will be, you know, which candidate can secure a majority of the votes. And I think it'll be much harder for Ted Cruz to secure a majority of delegates than would be John Kasich.
Dent says Cruz appeals less to party regulars and has shown little ability to build personal relationships in the Senate. And he says the personal animosity between Cruz and Trump will make it hard for Trump to win any Cruz delegates, making an open convention more likely. Borick says Cruz supporters have another, more indirect argument for support, that even if you want Kasich to be the nominee, your only hope is an open convention, and that's more likely if Cruz does well in the remaining states.
It's a weird scenario, like everything in this particular election cycle is off kilter, but you may very well support Ted Cruz just to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get to the magic number, with the assumption that he's not going to be the nominee either, that this is going to be a blocking pattern.
Both Cruz and Kasich are attending a Republican leadership meeting in Hershey Friday. TV ads are bound to follow soon. Dave Davies, WHYY News.